this time, Nikki had things so fucked up on the streets that every time Marino went back home, the packages got smaller and smaller. The melody. It got to the point when he walked into the place, he didn't know whether he was going to be kissed or killed.
Frankie, I want to ask you something. It's private, but I want you to tell me the truth.
Of course, Remo.
I want you to tell me the truth, mind you.
I always tell you the truth, Remo.
Frankie, the little guy, he wouldn't be fucking the Jew's wife, would he? Because if he is, it's a problem.
What could I say? I knew if I gave the wrong answer, I mean Nikki, Ginger, Ace, all of them could have wound up getting killed. Because there's one thing about these old-timers. They don't like any fucking around with the other guy's wives. It's bad for business. So I lied. Even though I knew that by lying to Gaji, I could wind up getting killed too.
No. I ain't seen anything like that.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Remo, things are very fucked up down there, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking. You see, my main concern is Nikki. I'm going to know if he's doing all right, if he's okay.
He's good. He's fine.
I'm asking you, Frankie, to keep an eye on Nikki. Do it for me.
No problem.
You see, I wouldn't want to be jeopardizing anything for people who are our friends. You understand?
I understand.
Okay. Frankie, you're a good boy.
Thanks, Remo.
By now, Nikki and his crew had already hit rock bottom. I mean, Vegas really got to them. The booze, the coke, the bras. I mean, he got sloppy. He just wasn't the same Nikki anymore.
Must have drank too much.
Go fuck yourself.
I heard one night he had to belt a guy three times before the guy finally went down. In the old days, Nikki would have decked him with one shot. You add this into the mix. Jesus, Vegas got through all of us. And his crew followed him right over the edge. They were all tuned up half the time on coke. I mean, they started doing stupid things. The worst was Blue.
Hey, what do you guys want out of my life, huh? Police, stay in the fucking car!
Never knew when to keep his fucking mouth shut. The cops shot him. They shot Blue because they thought his hero sandwich was a gun. You know, they could have been right, but who knows?
Jesus Christ. What gun? He's got a fucking hero sandwich here.
What do you want? It's pitch black out here.
Black.
It's tin foil. It looks like a fucking gun.
You fucking moron. I'll be throwing out paperwork for the next 2 months
my
because
God,
you and this piece
do?
Of
I saw
shit.
It.
Fucking jerk off.
But to make matters worse, to get even, Nikki's crew got stoned one night, and they started shooting up the cops' houses. I mean, it got to the point where they couldn't even talk in the gold rush anymore because the feds put a wire in the wall. And even when they talked outside, they had to cover their mouths because
he's covering up again.
The feds brought in lip readers. Nikki found out about it from a teller who owed him money.
This guy worked.
They asked me again about you and the Jew's wife.
Walk. What'd you say?
They asked me again about you and the Jew's wife.
Yeah, what'd you tell
them? I told them I didn't know nothing. But Jiggs and Tony Gorilla said if you did anything, you're fucked up.
You think he's going home making a beef behind my back?
Nah. You would have heard something.
Yeah, what's to stop him?
I know.
I don't trust him anymore, but they never okay anything, you know?
Yeah, but they keep asking about it.
Sure they're asking. They earn with the prick. I got a funny feeling he's gonna start a fucking war or something. I'm not sure yet, but you know what I want you to do? Who's this guy?
I ain't nobody.
You know what I want you to do? Get a couple of guys to dig a hole in the desert, then let them show you where it's at.
Angelo and Buster.
Yeah, but I'm not sure yet.
They'll do it.
And when I'm ready, I'll say the words, go see the Jew. And you make it disappear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just let me know, but you gotta be ready. You know what I'm talking about?
Did I say to do anything yet? I said I'm not sure. I'll let you know when I think about it. Where are these pricks at? Dominic said they're in the motel?
Yeah, he's out there in the fucking bank. I don't know. They're all over the streets. That's what I say.
Beating me down. returned to afternoon. The afternoon is going. I'm subbing in for DJ Market. His show dropped the charges. DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. Till then, I'm here. Check me out every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon o'clock. Live and direct. You want music? Email me. It's Faco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Or call 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. And there is the way to communicate. And you can also go to RadioValencia.fm and go on the chatterbox. We got two of them. We got the RadioValencia.fm. If you go online on your World Wide Web. And we have our app, our very own app, Engage. Engage. Download the Radio Valencia application, and there. You could chatter on that chatterbox too. So many different ways, so little time, so much music, so much rhyme. Wherever you're at, shouts out to you. Wherever you're doing, around the world, shouts out to you. Or if you're in San Francisco, shouts out to you. Shouts out to everyone on the mission. Everyone on Valencia Street, everyone on 16th Street, Bryant Street, Dolores, shouts outs to you. Bartlett, shouts outs to you. Shouts outs to Calle 24. Shouts outs to the Embarcadero. Potrero, shouts outs to you. Harrison, Florida, shouts outs to you. Shouts outs to everyone doing their thing on Van Ness, north and south. Shouts outs to you. Post Street, Mason, Battery. Shouts out to you. Sacramento, shouts out to you. California, shouts out to you. 10th Avenue, shouts out to you. Golden Gate Bridge, shouts out to you. Bay Bridge, shouts out to you. We all here. 22nd Street. Excelsior, home of West Coast 10. Shouts out to you. Bayview, Bay Shore. Shouts out to you. Everyone doing the thing. Still hanging in the city. Still chilling. On 8th Avenue. Shouts out to you on whatever street you are in San Francisco, especially if you're on Geary. Geary. Shouts out to Geary. Shouts out to 101, 280, 80. 3rd Street. King. And everyone in between. Camino Real, shouts out to you. The historic El Camino Real. 280. Shouts out to you. We're we're still here, another day, another time. We've got music from all over this wonderful universe. DJ Mark spins the soul, blues, he spins vinyl. He returns next Friday. He's not gonna break any of his records, he's got good records. That will break records. Usain Bolt. Michael Johnson. Jackie Joyner Kersee. Marina Navratilova. Marty Jannetty. Those people will break records. I got a record. It cost me the record that I spent the most money on was $150. And it might be worth $15. I like the record and it's mine. Can't break that record. But what if that's your only weapon? I might. At least if I break that record, I'm gonna break it over someone's head. And then if I actually break my record that I paid so much money for, and I actually mean to do it. So if I mean to do it, that means my safety is in jeopardy. So I hit the record over his head on purpose because my life was in danger. So because of that, yeah, I lost my record's broken that I spent $150 because some guy threatened me and I defended myself because he was going to throw a punch and I grabbed the record and I broke it over his head. And he's on the ground. And because of that, you could take $150 worth of property off his body. So if he has shoes, if he's got some Jordans, that evens out. Or, you know, maybe he doesn't have nice shoes, but he's got a watch, cheap, you know, maybe $20. Necklace, another $20. He's got a hat, maybe $10. Oh, let's see what he's got in his wallet. He's got another $40. His pant size is a size 44 and the length is 30. Oh, I think I got some new pants. Man, I don't want a new shirt. There's a little blood on it. But the pants are good and they fit my waist. Yeah. Then that's okay. That's how you get your $150 back. Get it some way. But I don't want to break a record. I've been on one radio show where they were just breaking records. Luckily, I put my sunglasses on. And as I put my sunglasses on, the DJ broke the record. And some of the pieces went straight to my eye, but I have my glasses on that it deflected in. Crazy. People want to break records, all right. However you like. Good, man. Are popular again. The city of San Francisco likes records. spinning vinyl, then you'll like DJ Mark every Friday from 12 to 2. Not only does he play music on vinyl, he also loves the Giants, and he's a big Giants fan. And he's happy about opening day. Maybe he's at their opening day. You know, maybe before they go to the brothel and the cat house, they'll go like, hey, why don't we just go to the baseball game real quick? And then after one inning, we can go to the brothel. You gotta get the Orlando Cepedo nachos. If they still got those, I'm gonna get you. Extra cheese, homie, extra cheese, homie. Put the beans down. Pick up the cheese. Come on, man. I want cheese on every chip, damn it. I tipped you. Come on. Every chip needs to be covered with cheese. That's the rule. If they look like they're in the swimming pool, they're ready to go. But maybe he's over there getting one of those sandwiches, turkey or brisket sandwiches that they have on top. Or maybe he's getting the Ghirardelli ice cream. You know. If it's called Oracle Park or AT&T Park or Pac Bell. I don't even know what it's called. Bring back the regular names. You know. I talked about this before. Or just, you know, have some fun. Giants opening day 2026. We're here live from Chicharrones Field. You know, we're breaking records at Chicharrones Field, man. Just names like that, you know, I don't like that. And here in Miami, live from Hugs and Drugs Stadium. Stuff like that. That'd be nice, you know. I've never seen the field like the field I've seen at Hugs and Drugs Stadium. The fans go wild at Hugs and Drugs Stadium. You know? That would be fun. Or is it Arizona? Arizona? So the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the San Francisco Giants. We're live in Arizona here at Tarantula Arena. Oh, man, dude. That's home field advantage, man. Tarantula Arena? Jeez.
Yeah, not just the principal. Nothing more exciting or daunting than the blank page. You know, one of the books I'm thinking about doing is a book of quotes.
Oh, man. Whatever it is, what will be the name of your park? Let me know. We got to get back into the music. I'm getting excited, and I need to go find some papers. We've got it all. Shouts outs to you. If you want music, last minute request. We're in the last hour of this show. Spontaneous Innuendos going loco. Let's get back to it. Kid Loco, Pamela Benenjogo.
All the rock and roll stories, it's meaning off into the night. Conversations bubbling up until after the morning light. The songs that you have remember, and the laughter and the fights, and the ones that we let slip away as they drifted out of sight. things that you wish that you hadn't done? Or you wish that you'd made amends as you burned the candle in the middle, as well as at both ends? Stories. Well, I guess there's some we shouldn't tell. Well, you know what I'm talking of, 'cause you were there as well. Some details may be omitted, perhaps we shouldn't dwell on some things that happened long ago after too many bottles fell. All the rock and roll stories as we hear the clock strike five. Another bottle of wine to remember the time we're going into moon drive. All the pills and the booze and the thrills and the blues, well, I don't know how we survive. Now we have to sing the songs and tell the tales to keep the flame alive.
Thank you. Strawberries from California, seaweed from Tobago. You are rocking with the best smelling fucker in the foxhole. Snot nose, my block chop on God mode. I might hop out with that Vanguard. I'm all combos on combos. So potholes on potholes on these roadways through art hell. Paved in Basquiat clones. Who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you?
boys, I duck the world, the world's annoyed, it wants to whine. I burn no cross so I don't get cross when you cross the line. I don't complain about the cost of life. Cornet, go ahead, turn off the lights. Landlord, go ahead, hike up the rent. I'll be sitting in the dark till I'm sleeping on the bench, but I can't see stars. Light pollution, my solution, pull the plug. Hack the system, plant a bug. Give it all back to the plants and bugs. Nah, I'm kidding, I like being warm. I'm like soap in the eye of the storm. Been gone full speed since the day I was born. I'm worn out, point out you're addicted to porn. So what you gonna do, Dag? Say too bad, get a new doodad? I try to evolve, put it on the album, problem solved. I got blue whales on my coattails, yelling out hell, yeah, without fail. We'll make a mountain out of molehill, oh well, I'll be in a wholesale ripping off toenails. Been going hard, go more hard. Ask cashiers, can they use a store card? Big Bart on the boulevard, blowing up scorecard every other four bars. No bruise on my nads, mostly because I recognize losers as never been in the type of shit for how the B-boys dance, so I just kick back, next in my B-boy stance. Funk war in the bath, I hate to fight, I love to laugh. Make the heat, delete the trash, take the wheat, leak the chaff. I rule with an iron fist, peep environments, iron rich. No side if I'm not convinced, I admit, I insist. Won't speak the job, I'm so woke, I'm sleep deprived. Opera phantoms, all fans of mine, my G backseat, see the fam of five. Breathe and stop, when I make popcorn, all the kernels pop. I'm so efficient, I'm science fiction brought to fruition, yeah.
Who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you?
Feel free, stand up, hold the the line. Play me. Play me. Feel free. Hey, come on. Play me. Play me. Rich popular girl. Villain mode. Jazz in the background. Chilling after work. After school club. Ready for spring. Afternoon. All feels. Chill vibes. Feel free. Ready, play me. Now play me. Hey, come on. Feel free. Play me. Play me. Feel free. Feel free.
imagine a world without murder.
I lost my best friend.
I lost my aunt.
I lost my dad.
I lost my father.
I lost my wife.
Just 6 years ago, the homicide rate in this country had reached epidemic proportions. It seemed that only a miracle could stop the bloodshed. But instead of one miracle, we were given three. The precognitives. Within just 1 month under the pre-crime program, the murder rate in the District of Columbia was reduced 90%.
They were going to be waiting for me in the car.
He was going to rape me.
I was going to be stabbed.
Right here.
Within a year, pre-crime effectively stopped murder in our nation's capital.
In the 6 years we've been conducting our little experiment, there hasn't been a single murder.
And now pre-crime can work for you.
We want to make absolutely certain that every American can bank on the utter infallibility of the system. And to ensure that what keeps us safe will also keep us free.
Pre-crime, it works.
On Tuesday, April 22nd, vote yes on the National Pre-Crime Initiative.
What's the matter? Can't sleep?
Just need a little clarity.
True that. You want the customary clarity or the new and improved kind of clarity?
Just give me the new stuff.
New and improved clarity.
Clarity.
Yes, indeed.
Come on. Don't bust my balls. Give me 40 seconds.
Sweet dreams, Chief. Don't worry. None of your secrets safe with me. Besides, I could use a little juice on my side.
What do you think you know, Micah?
It's like my daddy used to say. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Saca tu machete, Cipriano. Afina tu lámpara, José.
Cats House to all. RadioValencia.fm. Going into overtime. I'm here till 2 p.m. Remember, DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2 with this show, Drop the Charges. Till then, I'm here. Check me out Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. It's action-packed. It's ready to go. Whatever you need. Shouts out to all. So far, we've got requests, movies, and beats. Application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. So good. I was lost. I was surfing. In my mind, I was surfing. It was amazing. Do it. And do it good. Other music we've heard, man. We heard Nova Lima with Machete. Soul Savers, Cabin Fever. By request, they wanted another track. I got you. We also had Kim Gordon, Play Me. We had something from the movie Minority Report, Tom Cruise. C-R-U-Z, Tom Cruise, remember that. Oh my. We also had this track too, it was nice, sweet, beautiful. And we've got workers here. Dude, I went outside, guys. And there was two guys. As soon as I got out the radio station door, there was two guys arguing. Each one had a tall can in a brown bag. And they honestly, to me, they look like soccer players. Or soccer fans. Hooligans. They look like hooligans. And I've seen this before, guys. I've seen two guys act all crazy and act like they're gonna fight each other, and then as soon as somebody